सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 7।
श्रवणायापि बहुभिर्यो न लभ्यः श्रृण्वन्तोऽपि बहवो यन्न विद्युः आश्चर्यो वक्ता कुशलोऽस्य लब्धा आश्चर्यो ज्ञाता कुशलानुशिष्टः।
यमधर्म राजा गिविंग द थर्ड बून to Nachiketas. The third boon is about self-knowledge. When Nachiketas asked, is there anything that survive after the fall of the body? If it survives, what is it? What is the nature of that principle? So Yamadharmaraja pointing out, before going to teach that principle, the truth, that which survives after the fall of the body, he tells the person who asks for this is very rare. Nobody asks about something which survives after the fall of the body. Generally, people are not interested. People are all interested in only in the body, mind, what are all benefits we get. But nobody asks like this. So therefore, oh my dear Nachiketas, you are wonderful. Sravanayapi bahubhihi yaha na labhyahan. Yaha means this atma, that which you want to know, that which survives after the fall of the body, that self, atma. Self means capital S, you have to put. This self, na labhyaha, shravanaya api na labhyaha. For many people, even though they desire for this, it is not available for listening for many people. Why? Teachers are not available. Even teachers are available, they don't talk about this. So Shravanaya, even for listening about this Atma also, it is not possible, very difficult. Nalabhyaha, not available, even for listening. Shrinvantaha api bahavaha bahubhihi navidyuhu. So that bahubhihi, it goes up first line. Bahubihi shravanaya api na labhyaha. To many people it is not available even for listening. Shrinmantaha api bahavaha na vidyuhu. Suppose any teacher is available to teach. They listen, but they cannot understand. Very difficult to understand. Shrinmantaha, in spite of listening, bahavaha, many people, na vidyuhu, do not understand. Na vidyuhu, vidhatu. Na vidyuhu means they do not understand. Vid means to know, to understand. Na vidyuhu. Then, yam Vakta Aascharyaha. Yam Vakta means this person who speaks about this Atma, Vakta. Vakta means the speaker. The speaker of this self. Yam means this Atma. Yaha yau e yam yau yan. Dvitiya vibhakti. Who speaks? The teacher. Ityartha. Vakta means what? Who speaks? Who speaks? The teacher only speaks. The teacher is wonderful if anybody talks about this self. Aascharyam. Very rare, that means. Then, kushalaha asya labdha kushalanu shishtaha jnata aascharyaha. The teacher is wonderful, not only that, the person labdha asya. Asya means asya atmanaha labdha. The knower of this self. Suppose anybody gets the teacher, if he understands, the teacher is wonderful, if he understands, the student is also very rare, wonderful. So very nice mantra this is. Asya labdha kushalaha means nipunaha ityartha. Nipunaha means really he is a great person. The student, he or she, if understands, manages to understand, somehow, really, labdha asya labdha kushalaha is wonderful, and jnata kushalanu shishtaha is wonderful. And instructed by kushala anushishtaha. Anushishtaha means this knowledge imparted by, instructed by, given by. Kushalena nipunena vakta. No? The teacher who is really having Shrotriya Brahmanishtatvam. That is the meaning. Who is the competent one? Kushalaha means competent one. Anushishtaha means taught by or instructed by. Kushalena nipunena acharyena. If that is given by a great Shrotriya Brahmanishta, skillful, competent teacher, and one who knows this self also is wonderful. So, there are many teachers who talks about this self, that itself is a wonderful. And very few people understand that is wonderful. But final wonder is what? If really a teacher with Brahmanishta he teaches, and the student understands, that is great wonder. Slogan, first it is not available for listening for many people. Suppose if it is available, if anybody is talking, it is wonder. If anybody understands, it is wonder. Not only this, final one is, if a competent teacher teaches, it is the greatest wonder. That means what? All teachers are not competent in artha. They teach Brahman, Brahman as the knower of Brahman they teach us. A real guru is one who should talk about the Brahman as Brahman, not as the knower of Brahman. The subtle point. Nalla purinjikanum. Oh my dear Sishya, I know about the Brahman, you also should know. If a teacher teaches like that, he is not a competent teacher. Yamadharmaraja tells, Kushala Anushishtaha means, the teacher should teach about the Brahman as Brahman. Not the knower of the Brahman. The teacher should teach about the Brahman as Brahman. I am Brahman. With that feeling, Guru has to teach. எனக்கு தெரியும் பிரம்மன் பத்தி உனக்கு சொல்றேன் அப்படி சொல்லக்கூடாது. பிரம்மனாக இருந்து அந்த பாவனையோடு டீச் பண்ணணும். வெரி வெரி ரேர், வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். தென் சச் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் அ ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட். So Yamadharmaraja tells this type of student, this type of teacher is available is Ascharyam. I got such students, no? Those who want to listen, receive, no? Like that. The bad report. So the Guru is very great. How? Some important points I will give. How the Guru is great? The Brahman subject matter is very subtle. And that subject matter, subtle subject matter, he has to bring through words when communicating. While communicating, the words which are coming out of the mouth of the Guru are in gross form. Gross form means you are visible, no, you are listening. It is not that thought level. The knowledge which is in thought form, in Guru's mind, that is subtler form, the Guru has to convert into grosser form, has to bring out. This is the toughest job in with regard to teacher. Now, with regard to the student, the gross words, whatever received through Shravanam, has to be converted into thought by the student. So the gross words has to be transformed into subtler thought. Why this is Ascharyam wonder? The Guru has to convert the subtler thought of Brahman into words, grosser words, sthula padani. And the, when student listen that gross words from the Guru, that words has to be converted into thought form in the mind of a shishya, the disciple. So therefore it is the toughest job on the part of the teacher and student, both. That's why many people don't come to Vedanta class. No, Ramayana, Bharatam, Bhagavata is not a subtler part of the subject. No? This, whereas this Guru is great because the one who communicates the uncommunicable Brahman. Guru is great. Why? He is able to communicate which is uncommunicable. No? Shishya is great. The disciple is great. Why? The one who receives that unreceivable Brahman. Unconceivable. It is very, very difficult to conceive that Brahman. The student manages to understand such Brahman. Therefore, both are great. Clear? Both are great. That is the point we have to understand. How difficult this subject, and how difficult to get such a student, how difficult to get such a teacher, competent teacher. So Yamadharmaraja expressing his ascharyam, wonder, in this shloka. And why it is difficult? Why it is inconceivable, uncommunicable? Because the reason is, our orientation is always to objectify everything. I want to know, I want to find out. So this objectification, or objecta paakaradhi namak palakam, ellanu. Same habit comes here also with regard to Brahman, and the Brahman paakanum. I want to find out that Brahman, where is he? How is he? This objectification orientation, that type of mind cannot understand this Brahman. Because this Brahman can never be objectifiable. That is the difficulty. So direct contact with face to face to Brahman. Direct contact face to face with Brahman, it is impossible. இப்ப பிரம்மனே தெரியாதா சுவாமினி, கிளாஸ்க்கு வருதெல்லாம் வேஸ்ட் தானே அண்ணா? இல்லை அண்ணா, என்ன விஷயம் அண்ணா? வெயிட் ஃபார் சம் டைம் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வை இட் இஸ் நாட் an object to come across face to face, because you the observer is the Brahman. I said wait and chuna wait pan nanu wait panna mudiyala ungal solitta. That's why I cannot resist myself. So you can never come across Brahman. The one who is seeking for that Brahman is the Brahman. அப்போ நான் அந்த சைத்தன்யம் ஓனப் பண்ணணும். ஐ ஆம் நாட் த பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டிசோன், தென் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஸோ வென் த டீச்சர் இஸ் டாக்கிங், த டீச்சர் ஹேஸ் டு டாக் ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? அஸ் எ பிரம்மன். வென் த டீச்சர் இஸ் கிவிங் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், ஹூஸ் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் இஸ்? டீச்சர் ஷுட் ஃபீல் திஸ் இஸ் மை டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஓன்லி, மை ஆட்டோபயோகிராஃபி ஓன்லி ஐ ஆம் கிவிங். த டீச்சர் ஷுட் ஃபீல், then only the teacher is a competent teacher. In one place Kalidasa tells who is the real greatest teacher. He tells in one shloka, that shloka runs like this: Srishta kriya kasya chidatma samstaha. Srishta kriya means the one who understands the subject properly. And Sankranti Ranyasya Vishesha Mukta, not only understanding himself or herself, and Sankranti Hi Anyasya, the one who can impart or communicate Anyasya to other people, that is Vishesham, significant, that is really great. It is said the teacher should know the subject, at the same time the teacher should have the capacity, caliber to communicate as it is. Yasya ubhayam sadhuhu, for whom, to whom these two are there. Now, to whom these two are there means what? There is a possibility, there is one thing is possible among the two. What are they? Some people know the subject, they cannot communicate. Some people communicate, they don't have the stuff. Yasya ubhayam sadhu, the one who knows the subject and then one who knows how to communicate. Yasya ubhayam sadhu, who is he? Su shikshakanam, the good teacher. For a good teacher, these two are there. If they are there, the teacher is really competent in artham. Dhuri pratishthapayitavya eva. Such a person is really, he is deserved to be as a founder, to say is acharya. Dhuri means one who is having arhata, capacity to take up the teacher's post. Acharya's post, who can have the capacity to teach and who has that capacity to the whole subject, that capacity, who understands the subject, that person you can call him as or her as acharya. All teachers are not acharyas. What is acharya definition I gave? Achinoti shastrani, the one who collects all the whole shastra, achare sthapayatyapi, and who practices the shastra. Practices means what? Whatever shastra tells, it is practicable to that person. No, he put into practice. Achinoti shastrani, after it collecting whole shastra understanding, but his lifestyle is not connected to shastra, different lifestyle. அப்படி கிடையாது. நீங்கள் ஆச்சாரியன் என்ன? ஆச்சினோதி ஆச்சாரதி. He practices, put into practice. That's why Achinoti Shastrani Achare Sthapayatyapi Swayam Acharate Yasmat. So he teaches other people how to practice and Swayam Acharati. He practices and he teaches others. So Swayam Acharati means he himself or herself put into practice. Brahman, my guru said, Brahman is there, but I do not know. Not like that. So every point is true to himself or herself. So therefore, Achare Sthapayati. So he puts into practice by teaching to others and he practices also. Tasmat Acharya iti Ucchate. So therefore, O Nachiketas, I am very happy you have got a moksha iccha. That moksha is nothing but jnanam. You have got jnana iccha. And you have got jnana iccha. That jnanam is possible only by shastra study. Therefore, you have got jnana iccha. Not only that, this jnanam is possible only by shastra guru. You have come to me. So, guru iccha you have. So, ellame avashyanda. Shastra iccha. Guru iccha also. Guru kittapai padikkanam. Time ille and chollakudadu. So moksha iccha is not sufficient. Moksha is possible only through jnana. Moksha is nothing but knowledge. Knowledge is possible only through shastra. Shastra is possible only through guru. I can understand. So these are all very important points we have to understand. Next shloka, Yamadharma Raja continues about the glorification of the Guru Mahima. Glorification of the teacher, Guru Mahima. We'll read that 8th mantra.
Na na narena varenam.
Prokta
eshaham.
Suvigneyo bahudha chintyamanaham.
Ananya prokte gatiratra nasti. Aniyan hyattarkya manu pramanat. Yatarkya manu pramanat.
Avarena narena eshaha prokta eshaha atma. Avarena narena. Avarena means the incompetent person, inferior guru, ityarthaha. Inferior guru. Avaram means inferior. Avarena means by the inferior. Narena, human being, a person, manushena. By an inferior guru, by a person who is not competent, by such person, eshaha proktaha, eshaha means this atma, this self, proktaha means taught by an incompetent person, nasuvigneyaha, that knowledge, what is given by an incompetent person about the self, by such a person, this self cannot be understood. It cannot be very clearly understood. Na suvigneyaha. Suvigneyaha means samyak vignatum na shakyaha. Na shakyam. It is not possible to understand clearly by listening from an incompetent teacher. See, that means what? You can understand about the Brahman only when the teacher is competent. And the student, all students cannot understand even though the teacher is competent. The student also must be a competent. What way student can be competent? Sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. Titiksha irukkanum. Fan illana kuda sweating la ukkarndu mind appadi ivadu pogamale titikshaya porumaya ukkarndu kekkanum. Adhu competitiveness. Everything is fine, Swamini. I am able to understand nothing. At any place, at any situation, the mind is ready to grasp. So, he tells, Suvi avarena narena proktaha yeshaha na suvigneyaha. It cannot be understood properly. Bahudha chintyamanaha. Even though it is nicely, bahudha means in many ways, debated, chintyamanaha means debated, discussed between guru and sishya many hours together. But the teacher is not competent. Bahudha chintyamanaha. Both of them are struggling to, teacher is struggling to make the student to understand, the student also struggling to understand. If you learn from such incompetent teacher, ethana varsham padichalum purinjikka mudiyadu. Adukku andha sampradaya with guru shrotriya brahmanishtaha chonna illayo, the one who is having capacity and brahmanishthatvam. It's called competent teacher. Not only that, by whom we can understand. Avarena narena proktaha nasuvigneyaha. Then what type of guru, by listening from whom we can understand, he tells, ananya prokte means when it is taught by one who is non-different from the self. When the teacher teaches that about that self as I am non-different from that Brahman. When the teacher teaches with that thought, agatihi na asti. For such a person, there is no misunderstanding. If you listen from a teacher who is teaching as Brahman, chonnalyo, as Brahman, as Brahman, not as the knower of Brahman, who is non-different from Brahman. I am teaching about Brahman as non-different from Brahman. If you listen from such a person who Nachiketas, you can understand that Brahman. Agatihi nasti means, agatihi means, is a double negative he presents here. There is no question of not understanding. You will understand and cholala milyo. Agatihi anna, gatihi means understanding. There is no misunderstanding. Agati means what? Misunderstanding or not understanding. புரிஞ்சுக்காமல் இருக்கிறது இல்லைன்னா தப்பா புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு. இந்த மாதிரி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அரைஸ் ஆகாது. ஒன்ஸ் யூ லிசன் ஃப்ரம் ஏ டீச்சர் ஹூ ஸ்பீக்ஸ் ஆஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பிரம்மன், யூ கேன் நெவர் மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். யூ கேன் நெவர் மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். வை என்ன? பிகாஸ் அனன்ய புரோக்தா மீன்ஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன். சம் தெர் ஆர் சம் டீச்சர்ஸ் ஹூ ஆல்வேஸ் மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த சாஸ்திரா and interprets the Shastra in a wrong way. Those are interpretations. Some say mind is Atma. Somebody says Deha is Atma. Somebody says Prana is Atma. Somebody says Prana is Atma is Anu, Atom. Somebody says Atma is insentient. Atma is Achetanam, they say. Teaches as non-different from Atma. அது ரொம்ப இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். இதெல்லாம் எப்படி தெரியும் சிஷ்யனுக்கு? குரு எப்படி டீச் பண்றான்னு எப்படி தெரியும்? நோ ஆக்சஸ் டு நோ. ஓன்லி புண்ணியம், பூர்வ ஜென்ம புண்ணியம் இருந்தா வில் கெட், அதர்வைஸ் ஆல் த பெஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த். So therefore, atra, now in this matter, agatihi na asti, about this self, there is no possibility of misunderstanding, means he will understand properly. And aniyan anupramanat atarkhyam. Why it is so difficult? Yamadharmaraja gives the reason. Aniyan anupramanat. This Atma is subtler than subtlest. Subtler, anupramanat means the size of an atom. Pramanat, than the size of atom. Aniyan. This Atma is very, very subtler, being smaller, subtler as it were. It is not smaller or bigger. Anu means what? You cannot, it is very subtle subject matter. You cannot talk with tarkhyam. Tarka. So, atarkhyam. Anuvana agocharam. You cannot logically prove this. Many people want to, you prove logically, then only I can accept. It is beyond logic. Never ask for a logical approval with regard to Atma. It can never be logically proved. So logically negatable, you cannot negate it logically also. So the logic in the point, it cannot enter in this field of Atma. So anybody asks the logic point word, you go miles away from that person. Better not to talk with that person. He is not matured in artham. Very, very difficult. The modern scientists, still they are struggling. They want to prove this Atma logically, with the data, perception and all. This is anumana agocharam, pratyaksha agocharam. You cannot see the Atman. So therefore, if anybody, any teacher says, I make you Jivan Muktahan. My dear Sishya, you are coming from long distance, daily coming to the class, and a grumba compassion unmele, I will make you as a Jivan Muktahan. சொன்ன எப்படி இருக்கும், எப்படி இருக்கும் சொல்லட்டுமா? உதாரண, ஐ மேக் யூ பியூட்டிஃபுல். எப்படி சப்போஸ் பியூட்டி பார்லர் போயினா அந்த பியூட்டிஷியன் சேஸ், ஐ மேக் யூ பியூட்டிஃபுல், என்ன அர்த்தம்? நவ் யூ ஆர் நாட் பியூட்டிஃபுல். ஐ மேக் யூ ஜீவன் முக்தா, என்ன அர்த்தம்? நவ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஜீவன் முக்தா, யூ ஆர் பத்தா நவ், சோ ஐ அம் கோயிங் டு மேக் யூ ஜீவன் முக்தா. எப்படி இருக்கு, நான் மோக்ஷம் தரேன் உனக்கு, யாராவது சொன்ன அவனுக்கு புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். மோக்ஷம் என்ன புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். ஐ வில் ஷோ யூ த ஹெவன், ஆல் பவர்ஸ், மிஸ்டிக் பவர்ஸ், எவ்ரி திங் யூ கெட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் டெல்யூஷன். பிகாஸ் இஃப் ஐ எம் பத்தா, இஃப் யூ கிவ் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தி, த கம்மிங் ஜீவன் முக்தி வில் கோ அவே. வாட் எவர் கம்ஸ், it goes. Ayaram gayaram, again I have to wait for another jivan mukti. Vandachi poyachi na, because now you are bound, I am going to give jivan mukti. These are all wrong concepts. Even highly educated people also commit mistake. Yena, they have not understood the shastra properly. They think they have understood properly, that's why they say, I will give you jivan mukti. Who are you to give jivan mukti? What Guru has to say, if he understands or she understands properly, oh my dear Sishya, you are ever Muktaha, you are thinking you are Baddhaha, that wrong thinking you have to remove. Like this Guru has to say.
Very difficult to get right teachers, very difficult. To pacify you or to get some money, or to pamper you or something to get appreciation from you. Suppose I change all statements, I give wrong statements and I nourish your ignorance, what will happen? There are people thriving like that and nourishing more and more ignorance in the people. They never try to understand, they never give the teaching properly to the people. Therefore, Yamadharma Raja very carefully he tells here, see, this is very subtle subject. I am free right now. You cannot talk about the logic here. Any logical process comes under speculation, Shastra says. If you have done any logical process, see, I have proved in the lab, chemistry lab, solution find panna maadhiri paarunga Brahman kandupidichitta. I have invented the Brahman. All these are all speculations, books and books, there are philosophers, all this, what? Sankhya, Nyaya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Purvamimamsa, and Bauddha, Jaina, all these people, no, all are misled. They are all wrong concepts. So one we have to negate and come. That all we see in Brahma Sutra later. How to negate all these philosophers? There are followers, there are worshippers for them, they are all gods from the standpoint of so many people. So therefore it is not so easy to negate them. Unless you have a firm knowledge, you cannot just refute like that. You must have a conviction about this. Then only you can do that. That's why Yamadharma Raja tells. It is very important to study from a competent teacher. An incompetent teacher can never teach properly. Next shloka. He is going to elaborate how this tarka cannot enter in the field of Atma. He tells in the 9th mantra.
Naisha tarkena matirapaneyam.
Naisha tarkena matirapaneyam.
Proktan nenaiva sujnanaya preshtam. Proktan nenaiva sujnanaya preshtam. Yam tvamapas satya dhrutir vatasim. Yam tvamapas satya dhrutir vatasim. Tvadranganyo bhuya nachiketa prashtam. Tvadranganyo bhuya nachiketa prashtam.
Now Yamadharma Raja address, he preshta, oh my dear one, my dear Nachiketa, priyatama, oh dear one, you are dear to me. Why? Because he asked for self-knowledge, no? That's why Guru is very happy. When the student come and asks about the truth, so he addressing Nachiketas as Preshta, oh dear one. How he is dear to him? Atmanam yam tvam satya dhruti bataseen. Yam means atmanam. Atma vidyam in artham. Atma vidyam. This atma vidya, what you have asked, satya dhriti, you are Satya Dhriti means you are the one who is committed. You have taken a resolution with a commitment. O Nachiketas. Tvam Yam Apaha means you are as good as attained the jnana. Vechiko. Unnu chollalena nu. No. Nachike Yamadharma Raja is so confident about his knowledge. Nachiketas also, student. Like when they are studying MBBS, no? They write a doctor. No, course is ahala, mudile. Analo, doctor. In a course mudi for the epidural, doctor ahapora. And madri, doctor and photogram. MBBS first year and put a bracket. First year, doctor put ahamudio. When that's in your college, no, you have already joined. That is sufficient. Adi madri. You have come to me, Nachiketa, you have come to me. And I get a Vandana Gnanam. You is a guarantee. Self-knowledge is a guarantee. So, you take it, you are already understood. Just praising the student, Anartham. You have attained that knowledge. Yam Thvam Apahan. That third line, he says. Because you are Bata Asi, Satya Dhriti Bata Asi, you are really committed to this. You have taken a resolution to know this Atma. See, showing that his capacity as well as the student's capacity. That should be understood, no? The teacher also should be confident on oneself and the confident about the student also. And the rapport is required. The student should be open chit and another open canvas madre. Apdi irukkanum student manas enna enna manas guru ku paripurnama therinjirukkanum avana thappu pogamaata idhu maari panna maata avana manas enak ella theriyum and maari guru kitta nama confidence we have to acquire. அதே மாதிரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் மனசுக்குள்ள கூட அந்த குரு ஹேஸ் டு கெட் தட் மச் கான்ஃபிடன்ஸ் ட்ரஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட். இது ரெண்டும் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தான், அதுதான் நிறைய நாள் குருகுலத்தில் இருந்து பழகிறதுக்கு காரணம். இதுதான் அப்போதான் புரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும். அதுதான் குரு கூட பக்க பக்கத்திலேயே இருந்துட்டே பழகணும். நிறைய பழகினாது நம்ம பற்றி எந்த அறக்குறை குறக்கறையெல்லாம் இருக்கோ குருக்கு நல்லா தெரியும். அப்போதான் நம்ம கரெக்ட் பண்ணுவோம். அதனால குரு கூட பேசிண்டே இருக்கணும் விடாமலே வருஷ கணக்கில். அதே மாதிரி சிஷ்யனை பத்தி குரு கூட அப்படிதான் புரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும். தென் த டீச்சிங் இஸ் சோ வெரி வெரி ஈஸிலி கம்ஸ் அவுட். இப்ப நமக்கு என்ன வாரத்துக்கு ஒரு நாள் அந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் படிச்சிருந்தாலும் ரொம்ப வருஷம் படிக்க வேண்டியது இருக்கு. அதனால வி ஹாவ் டு ஓபன் அவர் மவுத் அண்ட் டாக் வித் த டீச்சர். த குரு ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் டு பி அவைலபிள் டு த ஸ்டூடெண்ட். The student also must open his mind, heart to the teacher. The Guruve Sarvasvam enakku avar dhaan enakku Atma Jnaname tharuvaarnu solla andha nambikkai andha shraddha Guru mele irukkanum. Indha rendu irundhaadha anga dhaan andha teaching vandhu nalla purinjikka mudiyum. Avadiye grasp panna mudiyum. That's why summa sonnaangala enna Tvameva Mata, Tvameva Bandhu, Pitatvameva. Ellame Guru dhaan. So, once I have a reverence towards knowledge, and the bhakti, guru mele bhakti kuda thanave vandadu. Guru mele bhakti, guru mele not for the guru's sake. Guru bhakti for knowledge's sake. The session, guru also shows the love and compassion, not just for love and compassion's sake. Guru is interested in giving the knowledge. That's why he shows the love and compassion to impart the knowledge. அந்த லவ் கம்பேஷன் இல்லைன்னா இந்த நாலெட்ஜ் கொடுக்க முடியாது. அதே மாதிரி சிஷ்யனுக்கு ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி இல்லைன்னா அந்த நாலெட்ஜ் ரிசீவ் பண்ண முடியாது. இது ரொம்ப 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 பிரியமான விஷயம். சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் அதர்வைஸ் டு கிராஸ்ப். அதனால அந்த குரு சிஷ்யோட சம்பந்தம் எப்படி இருக்கணும்னு நம்ம சாஸ்திரத்திலும் அழகா சொல்லி வச்சிருக்கான். இப்படிதான் இருக்கணும், இப்படி இருந்தாலே அப்படி நாலெட்ஜ் வரும்னு. அது நம்ம தெரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டு அதுக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி நம்ம ப்ரிப்பேர் பண்ணிக்கணும். ஸோ சீக்கிரம் சீக்கிரம் எனக்கு ஞானம் வரணும் அப்படி இருக்கணும். லைக் செய் இல்லம்மா, குழந்தை எப்படி இருப்பா அம்மா கிட்டா அப்படி இருக்கணும். அது மேலே இன்னும் ஜாஸ்தியாக கூட இருக்கணும். நாட் டு ஹைட் எனி திங். த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் கேன் நெவர் ஹைட் எனி திங் பிகாஸ் குரு இஸ் எவ்ரி திங். ஸோ குரு ஆல்சோ மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் த கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ் த குரு இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் மீ. ஹி வில் நெவர் ஆர் ஷி வில் நெவர் ரிவீல் மை மேட்டர்ஸ் டு வித் எனிபடி. அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ் இருக்கணும் சிஷ்யனுக்கு கூட. The Guru also should maintain that. இது ரெண்டு இருக்கணும். இது இருக்கு, டீச்சிங் இல்லைன்னா கஷ்டம் இல்லை. டீச்சிங் இருக்கணும். டீச்சிங் தான் மெயின், இதெல்லாம் செகண்டரி. இது பிஹைண்ட் த ஸ்கிரீன். ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்கிரீன் என்ன நடக்கும், டீச்சிங் நடந்துட்டு இருக்கும். இது பிஹைண்ட் த ஸ்கிரீன், மனசுக்கு மனசுக்குள்ள அந்த அந்த ரிலேஷன் சம்பந்தம். எதுக்காகனா இந்த மோட்சத்துக்காக தான், வேற இன்னும் கிடையாது. அப்படி இருந்தா அந்த ரிலேஷன் இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் relation. So therefore he tells here in the first line, you see now, esha matihi. First line, esha this knowledge, esha this knowledge, which knowledge, this self knowledge which cannot be received by any logic. தர்க்கேண ஏஷா மதிஹி, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்ல ஏஷா மதிஹி திஸ் நாலேஜ் தர்க்கேண ந ஆபனேயா, பை லாஜிக் பை ரீசனிங் பை ரேஷனல் திங்கிங் இட் கெனாட் பி அட்டைன். ஆப் தாது, ஆப் மீன்ஸ் டு அட்டைன், ஆபனேயா கேன் பி அட்டைன்ட், ந ஆபனேயா மீன்ஸ் கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட் by logic. Prokta anyena eva sugnanaya, then if it is not attainable through logic, how can, in what way, by what method, by what technique it can be attained? Nachiketa, oh my dear one, it can be attained by someone else alone, anyena eva, but not by your reasoning, but it can be attained through by someone. Through someone means by the teacher you can attain. Anyena, taught by other person, taught by someone. Prokta, prokta means taught by, imparted by. Anyena eva prokta sugnanaya. Sugnanaya means it comes to one's own understanding. Sugnanaya anyena eva prokta, when it is taught by somebody else as a guru, alone you can understand, not by your logical reasoning you can never understand. And he tells finally, ஸ்வாதிருக்கு பிரஷ்டா நகா பூயாத். ஓ நச்சிகேதஸ், ஸ்வாதிருக்கு லைக் யூ, பிரஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் மெனி சிஷ்யாஸ், பிரஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் சீக்கர்ஸ் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், மே வி ஹாவ் பூயாத் நகா, மே வி கெட். யமதர்மராஜா telling, oh Nachiketas, like you student, in future also, let me get students like you, many more students. எப்படி கேட்கிறாரு பாருங்க. இப்ப எந்துக்கு வந்தாச்சப்பா இந்த சிஷ்யனு அனு தர அடிச்சுக்காமலே குரு, குரு எப்படி சொல்றாரு பாருங்க. I am very happy Nachiketas, I hope I can get many more students like you in future also. இந்த மாதிரி வார்த்தை குரு முகத்துல இருந்து வரணும்னா எப்படி இருக்கணும் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் பாருங்க, எப்படி வினயம் இருக்கணும், எந்த அளவுக்கு ஸ்ரத்த இருக்கணும், எந்த அளவுக்கு பக்தி இருக்கணும், எந்த அளவுக்கு அந்த கமிட்மெண்ட் இருக்கணும் அந்த ஞான விஷயத்துல. என்ன சும்மாவா ஞானம் வரும், புரியுதுல? எனக்கு உங்க மாதிரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் வேணும் அப்பான்னு குரு கேக்குறாருன்னா அந்த நச்சிகேதனுக்கு அப்படியே நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணிடலாம் இல்லையோ. யமதர்மராஜன் இஸ் நாட் ஆர்டினரி பர்சன், இஸ் எ கிரேட் மகான் ஞானி. அவரே நச்சிகேதன் இஸ் எ ஸ்மால் 8-year-old பாய். என்ன தர்மம் நீதி நல்ல ஞானம் எப்படி இருக்க பாருங்க. ஆல் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் பர்ஃபெக்ட்லி தேர் இன் நச்சிகேதஸ். நமக்கு 50 வருஷம் 60 வருஷம் வந்தா கூட வினையவே வரமாட்டேங்கிறது குரு எங்கதான் நம்ம சொல்லுவான். அதனால நமக்குள்ள இருக்கிற அந்த ஆல் திஸ் வாட் யூ கேன் கால் ஆல் ராங் ராங் நோஷன்ஸ், அகங்காரம், இதெல்லாமே இண்டிவிஜுவாலிட்டி, நான் நான் அல்ல ஒரு அகங்காரம், அதெல்லாம் இருக்கிறவருக்கு நம்ம அந்த ஞானம் பக்கம் கூட போக முடியாது. அதுக்குதான் சரண்டர்னு, இட் இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட். I have to give up my whole ahankara, my individuality, my ego, everything, everything is yours. அதுக்கு அந்த தயாரா இருந்த குரு இஸ் ரெடி டு கிவ் தட் நாலேஜ். அண்ட் த குரு ஆல்சோ, தட்ஸ் வை சாஸ்திர டெல்ஸ், த குரு இஸ் ஒன் சாஸ்திர இட்ஸ் பை இட் செல்ஃப் கெனாட் ரிவீல். த குரு is, there is no acharya guru without shastra, but there can be a shastra without guru. இந்த சுவாமிஜி எப்படி கம்பேர் பண்ணுவாருன்னா, இந்த டேப் ரிகார்ட்ல ரிகார்ட் பிளே பண்ண பிளே கூட கீழே போயிடும், பட் பிளே மட்டும் பிரஸ் பண்ண ரிகார்டு கீழே போடுவது அவசியம் கிடையாது. புரியுது? குரு வந்து ரிகார்டு மாதிரி, சாஸ்திரம் வந்து பிளே மாதிரி. புரியுதா? The Guru is one, without Shastra there is no Guru, but there is Shastra without a Guru. So if Guru pudichitaan enna ho, Shastra kuda pudichina maadhiri da. You are holding on to Guru means you are holding on to Shastra. That is one thing. So how Guru tells this, it cannot be attained through logic. Here you have to understand, the knowledge is that you cannot change it. This is clip is a knowledge. I cannot ask you, you cannot ask your ear, oh my dear ear, you prove this is clip or not. Can you ask the ear? Why? Ear cannot prove this is a clip. When ear cannot prove this is a clip, ear can disprove this is not a clip. It cannot prove it is a clip. It cannot disprove it is a clip. Why? This ear cannot enter the field of the color of the clip. Who will enter? Which pramana can enter? Eyes only. So eyes alone can prove this is a clip. Eyes alone can prove this is not clip. Similarly, logic can never enter the field of Atma. Logic can never enter the field of Atma. So logic cannot disprove the Atma. Clear there? Because whatever you prove or disprove is outside. What is the reason? Whatever you prove or disprove is outside, but the Atma is you, yourself, the observer. It can, logic can never enter the field of your nature, Atma Swarupam. The logic entering field is different. Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Ardhapati, Anubhavai, all this it can enter outside external objects, not towards you. So about this, I'll explain more elaborately how Tarka logic cannot enter the field of Atma. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi. Om ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்.